Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are engaging power goblin mode. It is 9:33 in a few change seconds. We are going to continue talking about Adam Sosnick and PBD for a little bit, but I've got breaking news for you. A couple breaking news items, actually. We own the moon now. Benny Johnson has declared that we own the moon. Very important that we take a key look at this photograph here. It's a matter of national security. Benny Johnson, we own the moon. Isn't that cool, guys? Isn't that interesting if we can get that up there on the screen? Oh, we got the live shot. Let's see the live shot now. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe we have claimed the moon. Maybe it is real now. You know, maybe we need to worship Moloch up there or something. That's quite interesting. Okay. So, like, here's the thing. If you're going to have a career in media and you do the ultimate form of access journalism, where, like, whether you're a cat turd, or Benny Johnson's nicer than cat turd, but still, like, you're somebody that gets to be in these places and gets to take these photos and whatnot because you carry water in one way or another for the administration. Shout out to him claiming the moon. I'm glad he's our grand vizier and that we get to do that. Let's go back to the clip of Adam Sosnick on PBD.
I said, okay, how do we want to build this company? It's very hard. So you got to think about ways to improve. I'm asking you. The argument is one end, because I don't know if you focused on making a – I've seen you make better arguments with Bassem Youssef than you did with Dave Smith. I didn't see you making arguments on Dave Smith. And the reason why I'm doing this with you openly and I'm talking to you openly with you is there's an element of also representing where you're coming from, where the expectation is, hey – where are you going? Be professionals. That's not how I handle debates. I don't handle debates that way. That's not my MO.
Right.
So if you're close to me and you're handling it that way.
So PBD, as like the owner of the network, the creator of the network, you know, I've come after PBD before. He glazed Netanyahu in that interview. I accused him of being under the table. I'm a free speech absolutist in the same way Alex Stein is. I'm going to say what's on the mind. I'm going to offer criticism just like I do of Tim Pool. Ultimately, even though I rag on him, maybe I am a little bit jealous or whatever. Maybe it is ankle biting. They are talented people. Tim Pool, even though he's bland in my opinion, is very talented, is analytical. And PBD, of course, he wouldn't be where he is today if he hadn't been good socially and a good communicator and a good broadcaster. He does a good show. He's been doing a good show for years and years and years. And here's the thing. If I was running around with an InfoWars shirt on, screaming in people's faces, F you, I am right, you are wrong, your position is evil, then my dad would say, hey, what are you doing? What's up with this? And I've graduated beyond that point because I don't feel the need to use expletives or things in my commentary to make my points, or at least direct them to people, ad hominem attacks, or just kind of logical fallacies like Adam Sosnick has engaged in. I want you, Adam, if there's ever any way that you're going to see this clip, I genuinely think you can perform better. I think you can do better. Let me tell you about some of the things that I did when I was about 8 to 10 years old. I would read Shakespeare. I would practice, you know, various classical plays. I would read things aloud. I would practice speeches from the founding fathers. I would learn about history. You need to take a community college course on world history. You need to learn about it. You need to learn about actual causality that isn't involved in some sort of like New York or Miami, like Jewish enclave of thought. You got to graduate beyond that. I think you can. I think you have the IQ for it, but the entitlement and the belief in yourself as like the grand architect of or arbiter of truth, that's got to go away. More of the clip.
Not my style. I don't do stuff like that. And Dave and I don't even agree on some of these issues. Mm-mm. But if I'm having a conversation, it's about what is this next phase. And by the way, the reason why I'm having this direct feedback with you publicly
is
for the following reason. This is how I roll, Adam. I will give you private feedback and have your back 100%. I've always been like that. This is why my guys like working with me, and they know how tough it is at times because I'm always challenging them. But if my private feedback that I'm giving doesn't land and it feels like you have immunity to go run around and say whatever you want and keep saying, I don't give a shit what people say. I do. There's an approach to take about this game. I don't care that we have differences and debates. We push each other here and we have arguments and, you know, comment, I side with Vinny today. You know what? Today, actually, I side with Adam. You know, there was a couple moments we had where you had a couple clips of like, they sided with you.
Pause it.
I think Adam's the point today. And I'm like, oh.
this is brutal. This is like a little kid that's not good enough to be on the team, man. It's like, oh, he caught the ball one time. He had some good points. I agree with the other guy most of the time. Yeah, he had to. He came in. You did a good job, buddy. You finished the race even though you came in last. And here's the thing. Effort is good, and we want to reward effort. And like I said, I want you to become a good broadcaster. I want you to become a good orator, a good presenter. And you just you lack that ability right now. We got to fix some core issues, and it's a core issue of respect. You need to listen to PBD. You are Pat's guy. Let's go back to it.
Okay, Adam had a point. And then, hey, Tom, no, I'm siding with Tom today. Pat, you were off today. No problem. But it's recreating for the next phase of what is that next phase for you. And that's a very important thing for you to be thinking about. I've had that conversation with him, recreating himself. I've had the conversation with him, recreating himself. I have the conversation openly with me on what I need to recreate. But for me, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, you that brought up another guy from the past that beat
Dave. Hold on, pause it.
Great.
Pause it on the studio. Why would you do this? They had that legendary place with the locker room, with all the signatures. It looked amazing. Even if you have to move buildings, literally copy that entire set and just have that again. Why do people do this with the classic sets? I don't understand. I've watched so many great PBD episodes, and then we're watching them film something in a Foot Locker. It's an empty Foot Locker with a projection screen behind them. It's not even a series of TVs, which looks much better, and AV people know that. It's LED wall. That's what they're telling me right now in the studio, and it's ugly as hell. Let's go back to the clip.
You know, you brought up a – no, there needs to be the Adam that I've seen debate that is prepared, he actually would have made some real good points there. And you – by the way, you've been a moderator for Zero Hedge with Dave Smith and – and what do you call it? Laura Loomer,
so
if I'm not mistaken. Is that what you did?
Yeah,
didn't you moderate? Yeah.
Yes.
And I was a pretty good job you did as a moderator. So I don't know. I'm saying this publicly to say this next phase requires all of us to recreate ourselves. And that includes you in a big way. And I've said this privately 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago at that day.
PBD says that Adam Sosnick must remake himself in a quote unquote big way. Just like everyone else, we all have to do it, but you have to do it specifically in a big way. This is a public humiliation ritual. This is pretty crazy. We'll play a little bit more of it, and then I want to get into this Trump clip. Another 30 seconds of this, please.
Dinner place we went to, and I was very direct with you, but you're cornering me to have to say this publicly to you right now. And you have to make a decision on what you want to do with this next phase. You got to recreate yourself.
Sure.
Wow. It's a very important thing. I'm being very respectful to you. And you had no idea that I'm going to go here this morning. You had no clue I'm going. And by the way, I intentionally changed today's business podcast.
Pause it. Never mind. All right. You know, we've had enough of it. I keep trying to do the freeze frame pause like Red Bar does because you can learn a lot in a still image of somebody's face. But like, I don't know, bro. That reminds me of being here when I was a teenager. That reminds me of like how my dad would talk to me about doing a better job and not being so silly and so foolish. I mean, yeah, you got a lot to learn, buddy. You know, like some of us have been doing this a long time and, you know, you got to earn your stripes. You got to learn the ropes and you got to listen to your mentor when you can't fly on your own and you don't have an independent show, independent broadcast. It's not PBD and Adam. It's just PBD. So if you want that to change for real, if you actually want to get better, you got to put the work in. I recommend reading Shakespearean plays, reading speeches by the founding fathers, actually learning world history. The powerful Adam Sosnick. Now, I want to go to Trump, and I believe this is clip number 4. Trump mocks J.D. Vance for being formerly fat because apparently J.D. Vance has lost some weight. Now, this is quite interesting. People say he might be on the Ozempic, might be on Retatrutide. The GLP-1 drugs, of course, suppress your appetite and make you not hungry, basically putting diet coaches out of a job. Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Vice President J.D. Vance. I think J.D. is J.D. here. Where is J.D.? J.D., he's lost weight. He got a little thinner, and I'm looking for a heavy set gentleman, and now I find a perfect looking specimen. He's doing a great job.
Yeah. So in 2028, when you're running for president as J.D. Vance, and you got to play your highlight reel for like a campaign ad, a Twitter video, hype edit, whatever you got to do. It's just going to be clips of maybe we can get this up here as well. It's just be like that portrait of him. And one of y'all handed me the article, so I know you have it. And they're like, whoa, the portrait. It's a huge victory. Breaking J.D. Vance's new official protest just dropped. And it's going to send Democrats into mass panics nationwide. The Vance derangement that will be shown from this single photo is bound to break records. Okay. All right. This dog ain't going to hunt. this dog old, this horse is dead, there's no use on kicking it. The political campaign is dead on arrival when you support the war, and he got shoehorned into a position, whether he truly supported it or had to back the president, we don't really know. Everyone involved in this administration, whether it's Vance or Rubio, I really look at them kind of as like the new Jeb Bush. And you think about Jeb Bush. Who was Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush was the guy that was supposed to be president in 2016. Jeb Bush was polling at, I believe, 28 to 32% at the beginning, widely lapping most of the field. He's the guy in the middle of the debate. And as you watch it go on, as you watch more of the debates, he goes from the center over, 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 and then eventually off of the stage. And why did that happen? It didn't happen in isolation. It happened because of a formerly heroic man known as Donald John Trump. And Donald John Trump came on the stage and pointed out the hypocrisy and the disaster of the Iraq war and of Jeb Bush basically running on that platform and all the other Republicans up there that had supported that war, supported that conflict. He came in, he said, I'm going to be a wrecking ball against the government. I'm going to stop the disastrous foreign policy. I'm going to take care of America first. He said, America first. And someone else is going to go up there on the debate stage in the primary in 2028, and they're going to make that exact same declaration. And if they have a good enough track record, if they're interesting enough, if they're strong enough verbally, if they have the ability to create a combative argument, a compelling argument, a compelling legend to the American people, Giant Ear Rubio and Chud Vance are going to fall off the cliff just like Jeb Bush did. That's my prediction sitting here today. You can go, oh, Rex, you're not smart. You don't understand how politics works. You know, they're just going to elect the guy that gets the most backing. I've been watching this in depth since the second Obama election. I followed every single moment of election coverage since 2012. I've seen how the people feel about these corporate entities, these empty suits. And I got to tell you, public sentiment is on the opposite side. So we're going to enter into an era, we're going to have real politicians that want to actually deliver us change. And when you have the chudlets up there who are on Ozempic and are losing weight, and that's all they got, Trump pointing it out in a video and people laughing at it, or a new profile photo, a new PFP pic, that's all you got, it's not going to stand up against the scrutiny at all. Let me tell you that right now. I want to go to the Bongino clip now. This is another example of things that are going to fall off. I mean, this show is just going to cease to exist in 2027, 2028. I guarantee it. Let's go to clip number 5, Bongino talking more crap about Thomas Massie.
And folks, it's a difficult conversation for me because I really believed in this guy. I did. I supported him for a while, even when, you know, him and President Trump butted heads. Been good on some issues. But I'm going to tell you something. I have never been as disappointed in a human being in politics as I am in Tom Massie. I largely stayed out of that race and make too many comments on it. Because the people of Kentucky will choose who they want. If they want Tom Massie, I'm not a resident of that district. I live in Florida. You pick who you want. Got his opponent coming on in just a little bit, about an hour. We'll ask some questions about some issues that matter to you. Constitutional carry, Iran, NATO. However, when I got up there in that position, I could not believe what a fraud this guy was.
Couldn't believe what a fraud.
I mean, like an epic level fraud. Whatever you think of this guy, I'm telling you.
Whatever you
I have no
him.
Dog in the fight. I supported him.
Pause it.
He is an absolute.
I got no dog in the fight. You're about to have his political opponent campaigning against him on the show. You're about to do an hour-long glazing session where you lick every crevice and orifice on his body in order to prepare him for the viewing public, in order to prepare him to win an election. Sorry to be so gross, but that's what Bongino does. He engages in tongue baths, and he engages in popcorn throwing. That's what he does. He licks him down, and then he throws some popcorn on him once he's done. That's Dan Bongino. I mean, you're a grifter and a fraud. Trump alum Dan Bongino brawls with Thomas Massie. I mean, here's the thing. It's just how tone deaf are you going to be? I guess when you look at a mirror, it just breaks. This is everything everyone's ever said about you, Dan. This is why you get confronted. You get called a pedophile protector. And then you have to crash out on Ivan Ranklin and call him Igor because you can't respond to any of the legitimate criticism. And it's the same thing we see everywhere on the internet. It literally, if you take a principled stance like Massie has, if you want the Epstein files out, if you demand into the wars, if you want actual oversight from Congress over what the executive branch is doing in these illegal wars, then you're a part of the problem. You're good on some issues, but you're You're a disappointment. You're a disgrace because you're not on the team. And it's just always this talk of being on the team. I'm on the team. You're on the team. We're all on the team together. They're looking into it. They're looking into it. I know I was in the administration. Show me one administration that's produced positive results for the American people. Why do we let these people come on? It's like watching an MMA fighter talk about fighting and he's like 0-317 record. That's the best example I can give. It's a football team that's never won a game. It's a baseball team that's never won an inning, but they're the people that are the experts about this system. Supposedly, I don't accept it. But, you know, we got our own problems here in America. We got people running around, homeless people like crazy. We have violent extremists of many different flavors, many different factions, whatever you want to call it. Let's look at a place, and we talked about free speech earlier. We have the First Amendment here. We also have the Second Amendment. So hopefully, you know, if someone breaks in your house and intent to hurt you, you can take care of the problem yourself. You don't have to wait for the cops to come. I want to show really quick this video of London and the mass mobs in London. That's clip number one. Let's show that really quick. And we got more Thomas Massey news.
Fucking idiot. All right, let you try to trip him. You tried to trip him. Hold on. Is this real? Look at these niggas. Oh, look at him. Allah, they got him. Why is he staying? He should have run. Fucking idiots, bro. What? What fucking idiots. This is what clapping is.
Someone says, this is what capitalism does. No, this is what mass migration does. Really looks like the England of my ancestry. You know, that's what it's always looked like. Londinistan, I've heard it called. That's called the point of no return. So whatever, cooked is what it is. Y'all should have done something about your government a long time ago. Really, instead of fighting these meaningless wars in the Middle East, we should have parked gunships around the UK, around France, around Spain when they were going to – where they did let that woman, unfortunately, kill herself with state help. The state helped murder this woman. Noiella is her name. RIP. Rest in peace. May she be with Jesus Christ forever. Why don't we take care of that? Why don't we take care of the actual civil liberty problems going around the actual West that we're supposed to back, the Western civilization that we're supposed to protect? Very interesting. Now, let's go to this. These are tweets from Thomas Massey this morning. Former Capitol Hill police officer, current CIA employee Kirchhoff, was a person of interest and failed a lie detector test before the famous Blaze article was published. Looks like defamation suits. FBI Deputy Director Bongino told me he would personally finance against reporters or bust. And then we got bombshell. Former Capitol officer Shawnee Kirchhoff failed a November FBI polygraph test when asked if she placed pipe bombs on January 5th, 2021.
Tom, you're sitting U.S. representative. Please try to preserve a sliver.
Huh? Sorry. Documents still, they're telling me, they're saying I need to do a better job in the command center. This is from Bongino.
Tom, you're sitting U.S. representative. Please try to preserve a sliver of dignity. There's an ongoing criminal trial in this case, and the individual in this case is a U.S. citizen entitled to due process. Your relentless bloviating and absurd public commentary on an ongoing, very serious criminal matter, which you know little to nothing about by choice, is beneath the office you hold. Well, some would say we're protecting pedophiles is beneath the office of deputy director, but that's what you seem to be all about doing, Mr. Dan Bongino, Mr. Popcorn Thrower in the arena. I just want to say for people again, this is the guy that left his powerful position, left running the FBI to come back to media, and then calls people in media that criticize his ineffectiveness and really his failure at doing his job as being popcorn throwing. Well, you're also throwing popcorn in the arena, Dan. You're doing the exact same thing. And how dare you criticize people for doing that? It's bizarre you continue to claim to be a supporter of liberty and the Constitution while acting like a Soviet-era communist. You're acting like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. You're acting like Hogan's Heroes. That's what you are. And it's just every accusation is a confession. It's all projection. It's all hypocrisy. This is not what we voted for. And ultimately, you're not going to have a job post-2028 because when the new post-duopoly world order comes and we start operating off 1776, freedom, liberty, the values that were there originally that were co-opted and hijacked really by the 2024 campaign, once we get back to that, there ain't gonna be room for you, Mr. Bongino. And then Thomas Bassey replies,
6 days after she failed the FBI lie detector, sorry, I'll keep the document still, you told me on the phone you would finance civil defamation cases on her behalf. That's very inappropriate for FBI deputy director. Perhaps at this point or that point, the FBI hadn't even told you, the deputy director, that she failed the polygraph. Wow. I'm going to go to the next page here.
Tom Massey is a liar, a grifter, and a fraud. Thanks, and have a good morning. You know what I mean? Know what I'm talking about? I'm walking here. I'm walking down the street. I'm Mr. Bongino.
I'm sorry. And people with those accents, I think that they're very cool. It's just his that sounds retarded.
Tom Massey is all the tough guys in his corner.
All Dan Bongino wants to do all day is talk about other men on the internet. He's very interested in it. He's published photos of Ivan Rankin with makeup on, with wearing a bikini, wearing a muumuu, wearing these feminine outfits. It's very weird stuff, Mr. Bongino. Why would you do this publicly? Why would you clearly show that you're – it's like when you're a little kid and you're like mad about something. And your parents are just like, yeah, just don't worry about it. Just go away. And then like 30 minutes later, you're not mad anymore. He has like intense – frothing psychopathic rage at anyone who's going to try to destroy his matrix. And he's Agent Smith and he's running the program and he's going to get Neo. I got a newsflash for you, bro. Neo's going to get you. And we all know that to be true, but you're going to want to stay tuned. I want to go ahead and read the promotion for you guys really quick. If I can find where I put it. There's a new rolling sale right now, up to 40% off NAD+. That's the phenomenal longevity ingredient that we all know about. Shilajit caps and gummies with the amazing fulvic acid, MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal nootropic mineral blend, and of course the great Atomic Defense formulated by Chase Geyser. Up to 35% off, up to 30% off colostrum and life force, iodine tincture, methylene blue, and methylene red. They go great together. And creatine powder, and we got that bag up there. Maybe we can get the bag up there. We got the signature Faraday bag bundle. The inventory is getting low. The bags are selling fast. You want to get it now. And I'm going to tell you really quick about the Zeolite again. Right now, if you lock it in, you can get, I believe it's $16.99. I think that's like a 72% discount. If you subscribe and save, it's a phenomenal chelator. Look at all the studies on it. Look on the research. And here's the thing. Come back to me. When we talk about the products, and we get people that call in all the time, and I love talking to people that are calling in about the products that want to know more about them. The thing is, we all have the internet. We all have PubMed. We all have resources now. If I give you a good starting point, if we can give you a good starting point for you to jump off and go find more information about, hey, like, is the Shilajit best for me? Is Methylene Blue best for me? Is MK Ultra best for me? Is Atomic Defense best for me? Is Power Plant best for me? It really matters based on your individual situation. And a lot of the products together are really great, really phenomenal. That's why we do the bundles. That's why we do the stacks. But it's a very basic thing. Just look up the formulas. Look up the ingredients. Look at the doses we have. You're going to see everything's efficacious. Everything's the best. Everything's tested. It's what you want when you go to buy nutritional supplements. And it keeps us on the air. When we come back, we're going to have someone, a elite alum or alum, however you say the word, of InfoWars, Joe Biggs. I want to talk to him about his military experience, what's going on in the Iran war right now, his potential outlook on the possibility of the ground invasion and more going forward. We're also probably going to take calls at the end of the show leading into the Alex Jones show. I really appreciate all of you being here with me today. We continue to round down the news and run through the info as best as I can disseminate and do it. And I'm honored to be here in the chair with you guys every day. And it's like he says, you know, maybe it's true. Tom Massey is all the tough guys in his corner. Maybe we are the tough guys. You know, maybe we are on the side of truth, peace, liberty, and justice. Maybe we do stand for America. Maybe we do actually stand for the red, white, and blue. Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Bongino, because all the tough guys are. All the tough ladies, too. It's not gender specific. We're all in Thomas Massey's corner. We're all in the corner of people like Joe Kent. We're all in the corner of people like Alex Jones. People that have been fighting for our values and for the liberties that we hold so dear and that we love. And I want to remind you again, the new rolling sale, up to 40% off NAD, Shilajit caps and gummies, MK Ultra and Atomic Defense, up to 35% off the colostrum and life force, up to 30% off the iodine tincture, the methylene blue tincture. We love methylene blue around here. Ask your doctor before, do your research. Methylene red tincture and creatine powder. And for limited time, as supplies last, you can get the signature Faraday bag bundle. And we got the iodine. Bestseller on the site. Bestseller for a decade plus straight. Dr. Group brought that in. Deep Earth, Nascent Crystal, Atomic Iodine means it's on the atomic table. That's what you want. Highest rated, highest form. Really good for your brain. Really good for all sorts of processes throughout the body. It's the good halogen. It's the halogen you want. Thank you so much for being here with me today. We're going to come back with Joe Biggs.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.